Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Für alle die, die ein Abo an der Speed Learning International School haben für dieses Avatar-Training, um Englisch zu lernen. Wir sind bei Video 44 und du kannst dir jetzt wieder überlegen, ob du dir die Texte runterladen möchtest von deinem Kurs, um dem Ganzen zu folgen, oder ob du zum Beispiel auch diesen Text wieder als Diktat verwenden möchtest, um deine schriftlichen Fähigkeiten zu verbessern und sie anschließend mit dem Originaltext vergleichst. Heute werde ich die Übung erst wieder demonstrieren, danach hast du Zeit und Gelegenheit, um die Übung selbst zu machen. Also, schnall dich an, wir starten durch. Hier kommt wieder unser Avatar Jonathan. Hello Jonathan, how are you doing? How do you do?
Hello. Today we're going to practice some adjectives and the verbs from the previous videos.
All right.
We'll start with simple questions first.
Okay.
Please just answer as you see fit.
Good.
I will give you a moment to answer following the question and then give two examples of answers.
Perfect.
If you are ready, then let and begin.
Let's begin.
Here comes the first question. Are your shoes old or new?
My shoes are new, nail new.
First answer choice. My shoes are old. Second answer choice. My shoes are new. Second question. Do you feel old or young?
I feel so young, younger than ever.
First answer choice. I feel old. Second answer choice. I feel young. Third question. Do you usually go to bed early or late?
I usually go to bed, well, late maybe.
First answer choice. I usually go to bed early. Second answer choice. I usually go to bed late. Fourth question. Do you have a big nose or a small nose?
Oh, well, I would say I have a normal nose, but otherwise, I've got a big nose, maybe.
First answer choice. I have a big nose. Second answer choice. I have a small nose. Fifth question. Do you see well or badly at night?
Well, I'm nearly blind at night, to be honest. I see very badly.
First answer choice. I see well at night. Second answer choice. I see badly at night. Sixth question. Do you think an unconditional basic income is right or wrong?
Oh, I think it's an unconditional basic income is absolutely right.
First answer option. I think an unconditional basic income is right. Second answer choice. I think an unconditional basic income is wrong. Very good. Now let's play with the adjectives a bit more. Just repeat after me.
All right.
I am older than my sister.
I am older than my sister. That's by the way true.
But my brother is the oldest of the three of us.
But my brother is the oldest of the three of us.
Michael is younger than Alex.
Michael is younger than Alex.
Alex is younger than Maria.
Alex is younger than Maria.
Alex is youngest of all.
Alex is youngest of all.
My colleague comes to the office later than me.
My colleague comes to the office later than me.
But our boss comes to the office the latest of all.
That's typical stuff.
My mother gets up earlier in the morning than I do.
My mother gets up earlier in the morning than I do. Not anymore.
But my father gets up the earliest of all.
My father gets up the latest at all, to be honest.
My house is bigger than my sister's.
My house is bigger than my sister's.
But my brother has the biggest house in the village.
But my brother has the biggest house in the village.
My car is smaller than my parents' car.
My car is smaller than my parents' car.
But my aunt has the smallest car in the world.
But my aunt has the smallest car in the world. She's a little bit.
I play the piano better than my neighbor.
I play the piano better than my neighbor. Everybody plays the piano better.
But my uncle plays the best piano of all of us.
My uncle plays the best piano of all of us.
My cousin plays football worse than me.
My cousin plays football worse than me.
But my grandpa plays the worst football of all of us.
My grandpa plays the worst football of all of us.
So, done for the day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Also, du siehst jede Menge Potenzial. und am Ende auch die Vergleiche. Spiel ein bisschen damit rum, variiere sie, überlege dir alternative Aussagen und adaptiere die Aussagen dann auch entsprechend so, dass sie auf dein Leben einfach passen. Das heißt, wenn du zwei Brüder hast, dann lass die Schwester weg. Wenn du zwei Schwestern hast, lass den Bruder weg. Wenn dein Opa mittlerweile verstorben ist, spielt er wahrscheinlich auch keinen Fußball mehr unbedingt. Dann kombiniere es einfach so, wie du es für dich vertreten kannst und für sinnvoll hältst. Jetzt hab viel Spaß und ja, mal schauen, wie weit du kommst.
Hello. Today we're going to practice some adjectives and the verbs from the previous videos. We'll start with simple questions first. Please just answer as you see fit. I will give you a moment to answer following the question and then give two examples of answers. If you are ready, then let and begin. Here comes the first question. Are your shoes old or new? First answer choice. My shoes are old. Second answer choice. My shoes are new. Second question. Do you feel old or young? First answer choice. I feel old. Second answer choice. I feel young. Third question. Do you usually go to bed early or late? First answer choice. I usually go to bed early. Second answer choice. I usually go to bed late. Fourth question. Do you have a big nose or a small nose? First answer choice. I have a big nose. Second answer choice. I have a small nose. Fifth question. Do you see well or badly at night? First answer choice. I see well at night. Second answer choice. I see badly at night. Sixth question. Do you think an unconditional basic income is right or wrong? First answer option. I think an unconditional basic income is right. Second answer choice. I think an unconditional basic income is wrong. Very good. Now let's play with the adjectives a bit more. Just repeat after me. I am older than my sister. But my brother is the oldest of the three of us. Michael is younger than Alex. Alex is younger than Maria. Alex is youngest of all. My colleague comes to the office later than me. But our boss comes to the office the latest of all. My mother gets up earlier in the morning than I do. But my father gets up the earliest of all. My house is bigger than my sister's. But my brother has the biggest house in the village. My car is smaller than my parents' car. But my aunt has the smallest car in the world. I play the piano better than my neighbor. But my uncle plays the best piano of all of us. My cousin plays football worse than me. But my grandpa plays the worst football of all of us. So, done for the day. Bye.
Okay, zum Schluss noch Achtung, Werbung. Falls du das komplette Programm möchtest, sprich die 100 häufigsten Ausdrücke der englischen Sprache mit deutscher Übersetzung, das komplette Vokabelverzeichnis der ersten 100 Avatar-Videos nach Häufigkeit, nach Frequenz sortiert, die kompletten PDF-Texte auf Englisch und auf Deutsch für diese kompletten Videos, die Videos auf Englisch und auf Deutsch und die MP3-Dateien als Möglichkeit zum Download, dann hol dir für 25 berechtigte Euro im Monat. Das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning International School. Den Link findest du in der Podcast-Beschreibung. Werbung Ende. Wir hören uns beim nächsten Mal. Viel Spaß und danke fürs Teilen, fürs Weiterempfehlen, fürs Buchen und für großartige Bewertungen. Bye, bye.